Republican plans to pass the Big Beautiful Bill by the 4th of July met a setback when the Senate parliamentarian ruled out some key provisions of the measure. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says that does not make things easier.
But you know me, hope springs eternal, and we're going to work around the clock and try to meet that deadline.
Much of the bill's savings rely on cuts to Medicaid, but Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough ruled that some of the largest cuts, including cuts to health care for immigrants, do not meet procedural rules, so they cannot be passed with a simple majority vote. That has split Republicans even more than they already were, with more moderate Republicans relieved and more conservative ones outraged by the ruling. Some Republicans have called for McDonough to be removed. Others disagree. Republican Congressmember Tony Gonzalez of Texas spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
I don't know the legalities in it, but I do know that it's a dangerous precedent because, you know, because there have been times when the parliamentarian has ruled against Democrat priorities, right? And they were furious and they were asking for the parliamentarian to kind of be kicked out. We all do that. But at the end of the day, I think we need to have as best as possible, not have a political voice in there. This place is already partisan enough.
President Donald Trump weighed in Thursday afternoon with a speech from the White House, calling the bill one of the most important pieces of legislation in the nation's history.
This is the ultimate codification of our agenda to, very simply, a phrase that's been used pretty well by me over the last 10 years, but maybe even before that, make America great again. Very simple, make America great again.
He focused much of his talk on immigration issues, saying the bill will fund 3,000 new Border Patrol officers and 10,000 new ICE agents and more.
We're going to fully fund the final sections of border wall, impose a new remittance tax on money sent back to foreign countries, and dramatically increase deportations to a bare minimum of 1 million illegal aliens per year.
He also said Medicaid is being left alone, and also that the bill cuts $1.7 billion, but people will not feel any of it in their Medicaid. He also took aim at Republicans who say they will vote against the bill unless they get certain changes.
You know, I shouldn't say this, but we don't want to have grandstanders where one or two people raise their vote. We vote no, and they do it to grandstand. That's all. Not good people. They know who I am, who I'm talking about. I call them out. But we don't need grandstanders.
Whether Trump's efforts make the difference remains to be seen. Republicans will still have to close some of the divisions in their own caucus, since they're moving ahead without Democratic votes. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.